right through Father's Day. Well, we have a very accomplished person in our midst right now. She is 13. She is a songwriter. We had a debate about that around the office today. We were thinking, now, wait a minute. This person is an actor and a singer. I'll bet, and a dancer. I'll bet somebody slipped, and we have a lot of singer-songwriters, and somebody must have just accidentally wrote songwriter. But no, she has also written songs, and in fact, her second song today is one that she wrote. She most recently toured with the cast of Billy Elliot in the role of Debbie, and you'll get to know a little bit more about this Carson Middle School student in a few moments. But right now, we'll introduce her to you, and you'll get to hear her. Her name, Rachel Maracna.
Once upon a dream, I was lost in love's embrace. There I found a perfect place. Once upon a dream, once there was a time like no other time before. Hope was still an open door. Once upon a dream, and I was unafraid. The dream was so exciting, but now I see it fade, and I am here alone. Once upon a dream, you were heaven sent to me, but it wasn't meant to be. Now it's just a dream. Could we begin again? Once upon a dream.
Rachel Maracna at the Saturday Light Brigade. You sounded absolutely wonderful. How are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Are you okay? Do you need to take a break, or
Should I sit down?
Oh, no, you can as long as you're comfortable.
Yeah,
you can
fine.
Stay standing. You're fine. And your mom's here too, which is great. So tell me a little bit about how this all started for you.
Well, when I was 7 years old, I saw my first musical, and right there I just fell in love. I was like, this is what I want to do. I just knew right there.
What did you see?
It was a musical, Christmas Carol, at the Byam Theater downtown. And the next year I auditioned for that, and I got in. And when I was 8, I did my first musical, and I just loved it.
So were you taking singing lessons or anything prior to your audition?
Yes, I started taking singing lessons. And the next year, after I started taking them, I auditioned, and I was just overwhelmed when I got the part.
So you must have a lot of natural talent. I mean, that was pretty rapid to begin lessons at age 7, I guess.
And, yeah.
Or 8, and then to audition. Who was the company presenting your debut? You might not remember. That's okay if you don't.
The CLO Academy did it.
Okay.
But... yeah.
that's okay. It's good to know those groups. People involved with those organizations would be delighted to know they helped kindle this fire beneath you. So since that time, have people been seeking you out, or you've really grown in terms of people? I guess, you know, we need a brown-haired girl that sings the way she ought. You probably aren't always brown-haired, but I have no idea how this works when you're as young as you are.
Well, either I would go to an open call or an equity call, or people would call me and say, we would like you to audition for this part. maybe, like, we would think you'd be good for it. And after you audition, you usually get a call back, which means you go back and do it again with fewer girls, though. And hopefully I would get the part, but...
So yeah. I think after you audition, you usually get a call back, right? I'm sure a lot of others... I don't know if I would get a call back, but that's really, really pretty cool to think about. Before I forget, the song you opened up with is...
Once Upon a Dream from Jekyll and Hyde.
Thank you. And we're going to hear a song you wrote in a moment. Also, before I forget, do you want to acknowledge or say hello or thank anybody?
Yeah, I actually want to say hello to my three brothers, Luke, Will, and Max. Today is actually Will's birthday, so happy birthday, Will.
Are they here?
No, they're actually not. They're at home. They're too tired.
Luke and Will and Max, nice to meet both of you. How old is Max?
Well, Max is 7, and then Will's 9, turning 10 today, so.
Great. And Luke?
He's 15.
Okay, so you're kind of in the middle. This is a good way to get attention, what you're doing. Now, I'm curious, you toured at Billy Elliot is the Elton John written musical, right?
Yeah, it is.
And you were in that cast. Was that tour extensive?
Well, I was actually on tour for about 14 months, and we traveled to 12 different cities, so
it was
very busy.
So it's a trite question, but others are wondering, how do you reconcile that with school?
Well, on the road, we had three tutors that traveled with us, and it was hard, though, because everyone was in different age groups. There were 25 kids, and it varied from first grade to high school. So it was very different, but everyone had their own curriculum that they followed. But we all got used to it, I guess, because we kind of all were like brothers and sisters towards the end.
Yeah, the relationships you must develop in that kind of circumstance. Did you fly, or was it a bus? Or?
Well, we flew to most cities, but some we drove our tour bus to. So
is that the first time you've done that?
Yeah, it was the first time I've ever toured, like, professionally, and it was just an amazing experience. I would love to do it again.
Do you mind if I ask your mom what – let me just get a mic there in front of you. What was it like letting your daughter go on this tour? That had to be you're excited, but at the same time, that's a little bit more than crossing the street and going to school.
It was very challenging, but I couldn't deny her of that opportunity. She wanted to do this so badly, so I had to figure out a way how we would be able to do this because we have the three boys at home. So we actually hired a nanny to travel with her and take care of her on the road, and I would fly in about every 10 days because that's when it got to be too much for me and too much for her not to see each other. And it was really amazing. It was amazing for the family. We got to do so many things that we would have never done had she not had that opportunity. We spent Christmas in Minneapolis as a family for 10 days, and my boys have seen the country. We went to Seattle, which we would have never ordinarily done had she not been in the production. So it was amazing.
Yeah, you guys have really, you too, and your family clearly has been really supportive of this, which is not always so common. And, you know, you're 13, you kind of want to be with your mom at that age, or at least to have time to talk about all sorts of stuff. And, you know, especially given, did you keep a journal on this trip or anything? How did you... What did you do to try to help keep it in your mind? Because this has to be the kind of thing that you don't ever want to forget about, right?
Well, a lot of things I did journals on my laptop. And right now I'm actually writing a small book for school about my whole experience. And last we did many videos. All of my friends and I, we would like do all kinds of fun videos just to remember it. And we have one from like every city, so... It was a lot of fun.
Did one city particularly strike you as a place you might like living or spending more time?
Well, I really liked Seattle, Washington, and Minneapolis, Minnesota. Minneapolis, it was just so, like, new, modern, and I just loved, like, going around there. And, of course, New York City for rehearsals. I was like, New York's my favorite place. I would love to live there.
And what struck you about Seattle?
Seattle, I thought it was very modern, too. It just was very different. And, well, I'm different, but I just liked it a lot. There were lots of stores everywhere, and it was just very, like, up-tempo and fun.
Yeah, I haven't been to Seattle, but I've been to Vancouver, which I'm told is somewhat similar climate-wise and kind of tempo-wise, and I liked Vancouver a lot. If you're just joining us, it's 10 minutes before 11 o'clock. Our Youth Expression Showcase today includes Rachel Maracna. We've linked to her website, and she at 13 is at Carson Middle School, I'm guessing in 8th grade?
7th.
7th grade. And what are your plans for the summer? Are you going to be doing anything special?
Well, actually, I'm going to New York in June to stay with a friend from Billy Elliot, actually, from my show. And we got really close, so I'm doing that. And then a little bit after that, I'm going to L.A. to record another song that I didn't co-write, but someone wrote it for me to sing. And I'm actually in the process of recording that now. So it's been tough, but it's worth it. It's definitely worth it.
You know, no, I'm not. I'm trying to think. Is Christina Aguilera from the same school district as you are?
Yes, she actually was. When I heard that, I was just, like, overwhelmed. I was excited because I was like, hey, she had a chance, so why not me?
It's amazing. It's got to make the school district very proud. And I don't want to get it wrong. It's North Allegheny, not North Hills. I had to think for a minute. But we had somebody from North Allegheny High School on just in our last half hour. I don't know if you managed to hear her, but who had won an environmental competition. Well, that's a busy summer for you. And a lot of travel. Mom, are you going to get to come along on any of this, do you think? Or
I will be going to Los Angeles with her. New York, she's flying solo. So this is a big deal for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I don't mean to be putting the focus on your family, but it's really a wonderful thing. How have your brothers reacted?
Well, they've supported me a lot. Of course, we get into fights and stuff, and that's what we do. But they've definitely supported everything I've done, and I think they did it because they like to travel. But but they always came to see my shows, and they would buy me little gifts and say, like, you did a good job. So we've been getting along really well, and yeah.
That's good. Do they have any talent similar to yours? Do either of them, any of them, sing or play instruments? Or?
Well, they don't have anything related to me, but they play baseball, and they're really, really good. But
so they're all baseball players.
Yeah. My dad wanted me to play softball, but I was like, no, I'm not playing softball. I'm singing.
Is there anybody in your family that does sing, or where you think your talent may have partly come from in addition to the hard work that you do?
Well, my path used to, his dad used to sing in Germany. He used to be like a famous singer, but yeah, it was cool to hear that because I was like, maybe I got my talent from my mom's side of the family. So
this would be your dad's dad.
Yes.
He was a German Bavarian dancer and singer.
Huh.
And my dad, he has a really good voice.
Mm-hmm. My mom does too, but she doesn't like to say it.
Well, it's really nice. We have one more song that you're going to do. But before you do it, I just want to find out from you if there's anything else you would like to say that maybe I forgot to ask.
Well, I just want to thank my vocal teacher, Amy Stabnaw. She just supported me through everything and got me ready for everything. And I just want to thank her so much. She's more like a second mom to me, actually, because I'm there, like, all the time practicing and making sure my vocal cords are all right. And the last person I want to say hi to is my neighbor, Mrs. Carmassi, because she's always there for me, and she's helped me through everything.
Hi, Mrs. Carmassi. Hi. She's not a restaurant Carmassi, is she?
Yeah, they actually are. Her husband, his dad owned the Carmassi restaurant.
Carmassi's restaurant. Is that still around? I think it is. I hope it is.
No, it's Willie's now.
Oh,
Willie's ski place.
Oh, never mind. But gosh, I think Christina Aguilera is like new and still in high school. I don't. But we used to go to Carmassi's. A friend of mine used to like Carmassi's. So hello, Mrs. Carmassi. Thank you for taking good care of Rachel Baracna. Tell us about the song you're about to sing.
Well, the song that I'm about to sing that I wrote, it's just relating to me by being yourself and not let anybody tell you what to do and just, this is what I want to do. And when people are like, that's kind of weird, well, I'm like, I love this. And it's just part of me and I can't give it up. So it's just about no one telling you what to do and just being yourself.
Rachel Baracna, thanks for being here with us at the Saturday Light Brigade.
You think that I should walk like you and talk like you, follow you. You think that I should dress like you, be a mess like you, and burn out too. I guess you think that I'm not good enough to be my own. Selfishly, I must agree, 'cause I will never be alone. I don't want to be you. I just wanna be me, don't mean to be mean, but you're just not my cup of tea. I just wanna be me, I wanna be free to choose my own insanity. Hope you like that, that's what you get what you see. I just wanna be me. Should dance like you, smile at you, act like a child too. You wish that I would cherish you, treasure you, would that pleasure you? I guess you think that I'm not good enough to be my own. Selfishly, I must agree, 'cause I will never be alone. You are nothing more to me than someone that I used to know. I don't want to be you. I just want to be me. I don't mean to be mean, but you're just not my cup of tea. I just want to be me. I want to be free to choose my own insanity. Tell me how to act. Tell me what to be. Tell me where to go. Tell me who to see. Tell me how to look. Tell me what to wear. That you told me all of this already. I don't understand why you won't let me be myself. I'm so sick and tired of you trying to turn me into yourself. I just wanna be me. I don't wanna be anything that I don't wanna be. I just wanna be me. I wanna be free to choose my own insanity. I just wanna be me. Don't mean to be mean, but you're just not my cup of tea. I just wanna be me. I wanna be free to choose my own insanity. Hope you like that. That's what you get. You get what you see. I just wanna be me.
Rachel Baracna, and that is a name that I think you are probably going to remember. Not you, but our audience. You sounded just great. Thank you.
Thank you very much for
being
on the show.
With us. The Dvoraks are coming up, Paul Sr. and Jr., in just a moment with Bluegrass, broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square and the Children's.